All right. I don't know if any of these recordings are even doing a good job. The MP3 player no longer runs like it used to. I got my purse lane. I'm walking. Oh, he's really quiet. Are they in the house? They must be. I don't see him. Okay. All right. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, boy, I tell you. I look back and lately all the blog posts have been typically about what I'm reading in the scriptures. I talk about it on here, so I'm not going to say too much about it, except to say that I went back, and so far I've done three of them in August. This is my first month working for Mesa Lands as a chief information officer, and I figured things would go by the wayside because there's just so much going, so much new things to learn. And things to do. And pardon. But I feel like the tempo is rising. Working diligently on so many things. Oh, now I'm thinking about where on earth we're going to sit these new people we're supposed to be hiring. That I am hiring. It's not supposed to be. Anyway, but I don't want to get on all that. It's just interesting to see that even with the increased tempo of everything, not only am I doing what I used to do, but I think I'm actually setting aside time to do it. And it's getting done more often. In July, I only did one blog post. And in July, and in August so far, I've done three. These aren't great masterworks of art. I don't think anybody intends them to be. But yeah, it's more a stepping up of the tempo of everything. I don't know if that's a feature of end times coming closer. But I am putting aside a lot of, well, I don't know. Anyway, so there's an interesting thing. Talked about marriage and family, society, being a little more encouraging of not getting married, having more fun. I don't know if it's narcissism. Some people say it is. Could be. Anyway. And regardless, doing good, happy to be alive. Oh, and that brings up the whole thing about happiness. There's a somebody decided at some point to call the plan of salvation God's ultimate plan for how he's going to accomplish his goals, bring souls into Christ. And somebody called it the plan of happiness, and I guess it caught on because it sounds really good. I don't know if that came with the whole thing about man's search for happiness, the old movie that was shown at the various expositions. It became one of our calling cards. Once upon a time. Church did a remake not too terribly long ago. I don't remember. I'm trying to remember if it came out during my mission or just after. Some point. Anyway, so oh, still chewing my purse line. Anyway, okay. And I think it does, it isn't so much that it's incorrect, it's that I think it leads to certain attitudes that are, that can be self-defeating. If you look upon life to be a happy fest, you're going to be disappointed. And I think that's what happens to a lot of people, is ultimately it's disappointment. As much as it is accomplishing what you'd like to do. You know, you lose the people that you love, although the plan takes away that sting, or should take away that sting, in the fact that you don't lose anybody except through sin and choices. You know, death isn't what death was. There's a lot of speaking in the scripture. Apparently death was something of an obsession around the time of Christ. His the apostles that he chose and set apart, there was a lot of talk of overcoming the sting of death. I don't know if that's Paul a lot. I don't know if that was just a big feature of life, that a lot of people were really lost any purpose in life in the death of loved ones. And talking about how Christ and what he did, the resurrection part, swallowed up death. Death is not the end. Death is not the end all that so many people seem to see when their vision is a little short-sighted. You'll see these people again. These people are still a part of your life. In fact, there's evidence, and I think it's corroborated by words of prophets, to say that people who are beyond the veil, who love us, continue to be participants in our lives. And they help us. And they can, under some circumstances, even come to us and help us. One shouldn't spend their lives waiting for these opportunities, you know, continue to move forward, continue to work, continue to grow. Anyway, but that was what I was talking about. You know, I'm not much of a happy-go-lucky guy. I think by and large I'm easygoing. Now, when I'm put under stress, I can get pretty animated. And the people I work with have already seen this. And for better or worse, they've seen it. So I don't like getting pushed up against walls without having good prep. And I don't like, you know, now in some circumstances, I just flat can't. And it's something I have to learn to deal with. Just sitting back and going, this isn't my thing. Let them do what they do. You need to do what you're supposed to be doing. And this chief information officer is going to be an interesting departure, because it's always predominantly been me having to carry the load, and I've got to be good about having other people carry that load. And me doing leadership, taking care of the larger things that need to happen. And I'm not saying that I'm fantastic at that right now, but I do have, anyway, that's okay. Yeah, the whole thing about happiness, I think we might have ginned that up to the point to where we have people that, if something is a little harder, requires more sacrifice, things like that, we're having people that say, hey, wait, this is all supposed to be about my happiness. And that doesn't make me happy. Therefore, I'm not really interested in it. That was interesting. I don't know where to go with that. Anyway, somebody drove by and actually started driving toward me. You know, most of them give me a wide berth while I'm on this, while I'm on 11th Street, walking between the school and the college, the elementary school and the college. And, anyway, so there's that. So, yeah, I guess I look at it more as duty and making sure things happen that need to happen. And that isn't necessarily happy work. I think we've taught that in framing things the way that we have, ultimately happiness. Too many people say, well, that's not my path to happiness. Back in the 50s, you know, when it was kind of like the American dream. You get married, you have kids, you have a little house in a decent neighborhood. You know, your kids go out and play baseball in the sand lot and all those other things. It said, man's search for happiness when it was originally filmed in the 50s. Reflected this thing, and that the majority of people wanted this. You know, this was what your parents wanted for you, was the things that they had done. And we've had too much of people choosing other paths. And saying, no, this sounds like what would make me happy. And, you know, and that's might be interesting, but yeah, when you get the old man search for happiness, you know, I've got my kids here. We're dealing with stuff. Struggling through marriage, struggling through parenthood. And what people want out of life. Not putting it in a more eternal perspective. And I look at it as just a huge, you know, it's more about duty and responsibility and doing what Christ wants us to do and doing what God wants us to do. I guess I view it that way. And do I get some happiness in it? Some. It's not a ton. You know, it's not like, woohoo, I'm having fun. I've never been a fun, motivated person. I don't know if, you know, that's probably just me. I'm not going to say whether it's good or bad, because I know a lot of people are just like, oh yeah, man. Oh, we went out, we went to a party and it was so much fun and I just enjoyed myself and, oh, it was great and da, 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 da. And you go, that's not even part of my thought pattern. like I said, I'm probably one of the laziest workaholics there is. I imagine I'll continue to be that way, although so far this job has presented me with the opportunities not to be very lazy. Well, I'm here. And I guess I talked about what I wanted to talk about, or thought about what I wanted to think about, which was the plan of duty. And I think that will see me through better than the plan of happiness will. Personally, that God the Father is just as defined by his duty as he is. I really don't know if he's happy or not. I think he takes care of the things he needs to take care of. Anyway, but so much for that. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.